Hey, I'm so glad that you are listening in at this particular moment in time, because it is a great pleasure and an honor to welcome to the studio, live and in person, it's the duo who go by the handle David Wax Museum. Welcome, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah,
Mackie.
Happy to be here.
We have loved your record and loved it well.
Thank you.
In fact, even danger of, like, you can't play a CD so much that it rubs the... rubs it
the
smooth.
Grooves off.
But I think some of the digital, the bits and bytes were well lasered throughout.
Thank you.
So glad that you're here live. You're at the Canal Street Tavern tonight. Mm-hmm. Would you just hit right in to one of your fabulous tunes?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's just give this donkey job on a test. How's this sound?
Is
that okay?
It's all right. She really does have a donkey jawbone, the real jawbone of an ass. You can say that. It's another
word. It's okay. It's an
animal. Donkey. It's kind of startling, though, isn't it? Yeah. And you can hear it to good effect all over the record. And here live on WYSO, it's David Wax Museum.
One, two, three, four. For every girl there is a boy. For every night there is a day. For every tick there is a tap. For every baby, choo-choo, babe. If things go well, if things go bad,
choo-choo, babe, will levitate.
If things go well, if things go bad,
choo-choo, babe, will set you straight.
From David Wax Museum, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. They're at Canal Street Tavern tonight. You guys have a certain a playfulness about you that I absolutely adore, and a lot of sound for just two people.
Well, we thank you.
Yeah.
We do a lot of touring as a duo, but we're actually performing as a trio tonight in Dayton. We've got our fantastic percussionist, Greg, who plays a cajon, which is a...
Cajon?
A box
really?
Of sorts, but he does magical things on that box. He also plays electric guitar and a Mexican acoustic bass called a Leona, and he'll be singing third harmony vocals with us. So we've got... it'll be an even more full
even
sound.
Even fuller
tonight.
Sound with three. Wow. And David, tell me your name.
Oh, my name is Suze Slezak.
Suze Slezak. Do you remember the Slezaks from Land of the Lost?
No, I'm sorry. Is that a TV thing?
It is, from way back when, but I always...
Slezak.
You should look it up. You'd be delighted, I think. Kind of fun. Suze, which of you... How did you connect to this amazing Mexican... there's this sort of Tex-Mex chuchura thing that runs through everything that you do. And how did you manage to... I love the combination.
Yeah, well, that started... I've been going down to Mexico kind of on and off since 2001. And so that's when I first got introduced to this particular style of Mexican folk music called son.
Mm.
And I first got interested in son huasteco from central Mexico. And after I graduated from college, I got a fellowship to return to Mexico in 2006, 2007 for a year to study folk music. And that's when I got kind of deeper interested in kind of actually learning the instruments, learning the particular songs. And while I was there that year studying Son Jarocho and Son Calentano, which are two different regional styles of this folk music, I started writing songs in that tradition and started kind of borrowing rhythms and borrowing lyrical ideas and song structures and using that to inform my own songwriting. And then when I got back from that year in Mexico, I met Suze, and that's when we got the band started. And we were doing a lot of... I think the next song we'll play is more of a kind of a straight-ahead Americana song, like the ones I kind of started writing in that vein when I was growing up in Missouri. But it seemed like when Suze and I were playing together that the ones that were bringing in the Mexican influence were the ones that were really hitting home for a lot of people.
Yeah,
and it's were just opening up a whole bunch of new doors for us to explore.
Yeah, there's not something about it. It's somehow surprising and yet not that it just really just fits right into a contemporary music scape. Just a delightful addition to our library here. And so pleased to have you. David Wax Museum live in studio. You self-released this record.
Yeah,
is that right?
Sure did.
More power to you.
Thanks.
That's great.
We actually just finished a brand new album. We finished recording it in February last month.
Wow.
And we did another, we're doing another self-release. It's a definitely a changing landscape in terms of the music industry. And we went to our fans and asked for their help raising the money. And we
did you do that through Kickstarter?
Similar website. It's called Pledge Music Campaign.
Nice.
And we reached our goal. And we'll be releasing a new album in the fall, thanks to the support from the community.
You can find out more about this upcoming album and the album that we have loved for a year. We got this last February. Just absolutely fabulous. It's called. You can find that on their website at www.davidwaxmuseum.com. And that's your real name, right, David?
Yep.
Wax?
David
Clever.
Wax.
I love it. Would you play us another one?
Yeah, we'd love to play another song from that record. This is called The Least I Can Do. 1, 2, 3.
I don't see my sisters that much. State lines, cattle guard. I don't see my parents that much. Mama's health makes traveling hard. I don't see my hometown that much, though I picture it frozen.
That's what I
myself. It's the least I can do. I don't listen to my old records that much. Something different about the way they sound. I don't swallow my pride that much. There isn't anything left to keep down. I don't think of you all that much. Maybe once or twice
each afternoon.
Yeah. You see, my heart is like a flower. Once it opens up, it cannot unbloom. I'm not trying. Trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying to get away from you. At least that's what I tell myself. At least much planted, see something would grow in your heart, in your heart, in your heart. So much planted, see something would grow
in your heart,
in your heart.
David Wax Museum live on 91.3 WYSO. That's another one from there. This was your first record.
Well, no. Actually, it was technically the third record under that name, David
really?
Wax Museum.
Really? But this one hit with a boom. You guys got voted the Born With a Broken Heart best song at the Americana Music Association. Is that right?
At the what?
Boston Music Awards.
You guys were featured on... All songs considered.
And All Things Considered too, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
I couldn't really believe it.
Kind of astonishing.
Because we've been kind of slugging along in New England with this record. I mean, we had started touring full time with our last record at Carpenter Bird, and so we'd been on the road for about a year and a half, pretty much nonstop, playing house concerts, playing anything we could get, and then we won a contest to play at the Newport Folk Festival, actually. And so we had already done the Newport Folk Festival, and that had kind of introduced us to a number of people that then, when the record came out, they already knew us, they were kind of already interested in what we were up to, and that kind of opened up a lot of opportunities in terms of the record actually reaching more people and being a real breakthrough record for us.
Must feel a little bit like being on a horse for a while and all of a sudden it spooks and you didn't have your hands on the rein. Like, whoa, hey. Well, I'm just so delighted for you and for the success and the lovely nature of this record. I'm sure you must play a lot south of the border as well. And I wonder if you're received well there since it's such a nice blend of Americana and Mexicana. I almost want to call it like, you said you were from Missouri, so like... Missourican or
we came Mexuri. Up with the term Mexo-Americana to describe what we do, but everyone has their own interpretation of that.
Sure.
We've only played one show in Mexico and it went really well, but we're hoping to get back and play more south of the border. We actually just also came back from a tour in China.
No,
just a
kidding.
Week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a delight. How were you received?
It was really wonderful.
Oh,
it went
man.
The music was seemed like a big hit, and we were playing at the University of Shanghai, so mostly for students, and they really loved it, and definitely got into the fun danceable songs and the slower ones too.
How delightful. You know, Abigail Washburn and the work that she did with
yeah.
the banjo in China,
mm-hmm.
I just love these little bridges that everybody's building. Wow, what a delight. You'll have to come next time and we'll talk nothing about your nothing except about your trip to China. It's David Wax Museum live in the studio. They're live on stage tonight at Canal Street Tavern. And would you play Born with a Broken Heart?
Yeah, of
course. Sure.
You bet. Man, we're so happy to be back at Canal Street Tavern as well. We had such a wonderful show there in the fall.
I know. I don't know how that show could be topped, though. So I hope there are lots of people there tonight.
You know, Mick, the owner, Mick Montgomery, just beloved person in this area, he just sets a nice stage, you know, and the
mm-hmm.
listeners know. They take a chance, even if they haven't heard the band. They know that he's gonna set a nice musical table, and people come out. Well, I'm delighted. It was good. It'll be great tonight. You watch.
Awesome.
David Wax Museum live on WISO.
Woohoo!
David Wax Museum. on 91.3 WYSO. That's the tune that leads the charge on their latest release. You can find out more about this band and their touring schedule, and maybe get a copy of your own disc at davidwaxmuseum.com. I'm so pleased that you guys did this yourselves and have got such success with it. This whole, it's just a delight to see. And it, I don't know what it's all going to shape up and mean either, you know, but we're still playing from CD. We do it here, and I think that's going to be us for a while. But good on you for taking a really smart path.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to be able to survive as an independent musician, because we just have so much freedom to do what we want to do, and we own the record. So it's been really empowering to kind of make the music that we want to make and just be accountable to the fans and not to any larger corporation. So we feel very fortunate that we've been able to do that.
How simple and true. What a notion, you know. It's just so simple. Just between you and the people that listen. We need you to wear leather for the new photo shoot for the fourth album.
Good thing I just got a new leather jacket in China.
Is that true?
I had a tailor make it for me. Fits like a glove.
Oh, no kidding. I bet it does. How fun. How did that come around? So you're doing it for yourself. So somebody contacted you through your website to invite you to go to China. Was that as simple as that?
No, well, you never know where the seeds... I mean, you plant a lot of seeds if you tour around the country full time, and then every once in a while one of those seeds blossoms. And we were playing a show in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and the woman who runs the American Culture Center at the University of Shanghai used to work at the University of North Dakota.
Oh.
And so she didn't see our show, but she came back to visit the next week and heard about our show, and it sounded like the kind of band that she was interested in bringing to China to expose the students to American culture. And so we were kind of ambassadors.
They put us up at the Foreign Expert House.
Really? Really? That's what I call Foreign Expert.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, look at us.
That's wonderful. Live on stage tonight at Canal Street Tavern, David Wex.
Yeah, with Wheels
Museum.
Opening up. Local.
That's right.
Wheels opening up.
Oh, we can't wait to
Do you
see
know
them.
Them?
No, we've this heard so much so about good. Them. We've looked at their videos on YouTube.
Sue's pledged to their
I
Kickstarter
pledged to their
campaign.
Kickstarter
oh, you did? How very nice. Did you?
I meant to, actually. I hope there's still time. I can't remember if I actually
I'm sure there
the
is.
On that. I meant to. If I didn't, I'm going to do it today.
You can kick him an extra 20 from the door tonight. That's,
exactly.
That's like a kickstart, isn't it?
Exactly.
David Wex Museum live at Canal Street Tavern with Wheels tonight. That's right. What a great show we're all in store for. And if you would be so kind and play me my absolute favorite song, I think I overplayed this one when we first got the record.
Not but possible.
I just love it. I agree. I just love it. But it's on the new one as well. It's called Yes, Maria. Yes. Can you tell me a little bit about the song before you play it?
Yeah, it's actually based on an old Mexican folk song called La Manta. And it's a song that I learned while I was down in southern Veracruz studying Son Jarocho. And there was this great chorus that I loved that was like, Si, mariquita, si. Si, mariquita, no. So it's like, yes, Maria, yes, Maria, no. And I just love that was kind of the germ for the rest of the song to blossom from that. I just, so I started kind of writing verses, my own verses in English that would kind of take that idea from the chorus. And
love it.
This is what came out. So
it's from Missouri to Mexico to Boston to China to right here in Dayton, Ohio. They're at Canal Street Tavern tonight, David Wex Museum.
I did
live.
Want to mention that I learned how to say donkey jawbone in Mandarin, which is Liu Shaba.
Wow.
And it helped me get through a possible pickle in customs as they didn't want to let the jawbone go through security, but I used my new language.
You know, no,
skill.
It's a, say it again.
Liu Shaba.
Nice. It's a Sue's on jawbone and David on 8-string ukulele.
It's a Mexican guitar called the Jarana.
Sweet. So live on YSO.
All right.
You're broken till that eyes. I get to me, or I get to da da da, you don't listen. A da da da, you don't listen. You've had your fill, you've had your fill. Yes, Marie, yes. No, Marie, no. You can't listen, that's me, just to see me go. Yes, Marie, yes. No, Marie, no. You can't listen, that's me, just to see me go. Love's froth, love's loud froth, love's loud froth. You skim the top, you skim the top. Just an afternoon's afterthought, an afternoon's afterthought, an afternoon's afterthought. All you can feel are its aftershocks. Oh, yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. You can't miss out and pass me just to see me go. Yes, Marie, yes.
So much. David Wax Museum live on 91.3 WYSO. Sue's getting the award for the longest note held today. Nice one.
It's early. It'll be longer tonight.
Thanks so much for coming. You're at Canal Street Tavern tonight, live on stage with Wheels. And more information about this band and their great, great projects at DavidWaxMuseum.com. Thanks again for being here.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks for supporting independent music.
Oh, man, that's what we're all about.